And we're watching two stories today in California with NPR's Leila Fadel, who's in Thousand Oaks, California. Hi, Leila.
Hi.
And we know Thousand Oaks held a vigil last night for the 12 killed in that massacre at the Borderline Bar and Grill. We heard yesterday that the gunman was a veteran of the war in Afghanistan, had an encounter with police and mental health workers at his mother's home recently. Have we learned anything about his motive?
At this point, no. You know, the FBI is investigating. They're processing his home, his car. He lived in a neighborhood not too far from the bar that he ended up shooting. And it was a very crowded night, Wednesday, college night, country-themed, teaching line dancing. So there's very little that we know about the why this happened.
Well, you also covered the horrendous shooting in Las Vegas, over 50 killed. And we understand this country bar in Thousand Oaks had become a refuge for some of those who survived that. And then you spoke with Mark Orfanos, who's the father of 27-year-old Telemachus Orfanos, who survived the Las Vegas shooting but did not survive the shooting in Thousand Oaks. Earlier in our program, we heard his mother say, "I don't want your prayers. I want gun control." Here's his father talking to you.
When you have 300 million guns in private hands, okay, more guns than you have in places like Yemen and Syria, when you have more guns in private hands at a place like this, there is something seriously wrong.
Oh, Leila, I mean, you know, more on, you know, that interaction and your sense of the feeling in this town.
You know, the town is heartbroken. This was a place that, as you said, a lot of people had gone to seek solace right after the Las Vegas shooting, which happened just over a year ago. Telemachus was among those. He was known as Tel, that went to that festival because he loved country music. And he was actually a little bit of a gun enthusiast, his dad said. And so this family just wants something to change because there is one mass shooting after the other, they say. And so their son came home last time. But this time, he didn't come home.
Yeah. This is a conservative area, though. It may be even too soon for people to be speaking in the way these parents feel they need to. But what else are they saying, if anything? I mean, it's just so calamitous.
Well, at this point, you know, last night there were several vigils of people getting together mourning, one hosted by Thousand Oaks where the shooting happened, others at churches, at university campuses. It was college night at this bar, as I mentioned. So among the victims was a college freshman, also veterans. Mm-hmm. And so people got together to mourn. There was also blood drives and a fund has been set up. And the investigation into the why this happened continues.
Well, and while this is going on, California is having new terrible wildfires. One in the north, it's burned an entire town, Paradise. And two in the south, where you are, Malibu, actually issued a mandatory evacuation order, but that's been scaled back a bit. But we have seen homes burn on the outskirts of Thousand Oaks. I mean, they have fire, too.
Right. So as people are praying at these vigils, there was smoke on the skyline and ash in the sky, alerts coming on people's phones about possible evacuations. Parts of Thousand Oaks were actually evacuated. Thousands, about 75,000 people under mandatory or voluntary evacuation orders. So not only are they reeling from a day like we saw on Wednesday night where people were killed, but they're also dealing with these fires on the skylines that firefighters are fighting.
And possibly having to leave. NPR's Leila Fadel, thank you.
Thank you.